For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of his country, where two powerful earthquakes have struck over the past 2 days. So far, at least 15 people have died in the quakes, with more than 800 others injured. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in the region as well. He has visited the U.S. warship, the John C. Stennis, that is in the South China Sea. Speaking at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, known as the Balikatan, Mr. Carter talked about the importance of security in the region.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China protested the visit by the U.S. Defense Chief to the South China Sea, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach favoring China's rivals for territory in the region. Fresh clashes reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in 2011 after a civil war. War erupted anew in December of 2013, however, after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir's dismissal of his then-deputy Machar. This is VOA News.